Just introduce yourself for me.
Yes, I am Bob Howard. I'm a resident of Homer. I have lived here since 2004, full-time. I've been coming to Homer since 1991.
Bob, you are running for city council, and I'm wondering why? What's your reason? Why do you want to be on the city council?
I want to be on a city council because I think I have value to add to setting public policy for this community. I love the community, and I've thought about it over the years, several years of this, and I have decided that I have the time and the energy to devote to it, to do the best job possible that I can do, and so I'm prepared to run and serve the community.
And what qualifies you for the position?
I've had a wealth of experience. I obviously was in the workforce for quite a long time. I have worked in the public sector and in the private sector. In the public sector, I worked for a major water district, flood control district in the San Francisco Bay Area. I also worked as a director of public works and city engineer for a municipality that at the time was around 17,000 people. And I had a full-service city that I ran and got excellent experience of working both inside the city offices and working with city councils and boards and commissions. So I've had very good experience in that capacity. And I've also worked in the private sector, being a general building contractor, general engineering contractor, and then running a environmental pollution control business that was nationwide. So I have a wealth of experience that I bring to the table.
Wondering if there are any specific issues, anything that you have seen, before the council, before the city of Homer, that you think you can bring a little bit of new light to?
I don't know that there's anything specific. I'm not motivated by any specific issue that's before the council right now. I think we're moving into some very interesting times financially. I can recall going through similar times in California in 1978 after we passed what was called Proposition 13, where we rolled back property taxes and vastly impacted local municipalities. And so we appear to be going in that direction right now, where we're not going to have the finances that we have typically had, and we're going to have to get more creative on how we deliver the services that our community expects and how we're going to pay for it.
Why do you think people should vote for you? What what makes you think you would be a good councilman?
I think I'm very rational. I base my decisions on the merit of the issue. I look at the facts. I try to be very careful to weigh those facts and determine what I believe is in the best interest of the majority. And hopefully the majority are speaking so that I have some feel for where they feel we should go with these various issues that are before us.
If you are elected, do you have any goals that you would like to have completed when your term is up?
One goal that is nagging me is to achieve a more financially sound water and sewer system. Obviously, this is my love. This is where I spent a lot of my expertise years. And I believe that we need to be in stronger financial position to run those utilities than we currently are. And I'd like to see us methodically work to put those in a solid physical position. It will probably take longer than potentially my term or how many terms I might get to serve. But that is a long-range goal that I would like to see the city work on, because you do not have a good community without good water and good sewage.
Coming from California, you would know all about that.
I know all about it.
Is there anything that you would like to say, anything that you think I might have missed that is important for the community to know before this race starts heating up?
I think that what I'd like the community to know, that I'm a very committed human being. I take on my tasks with a passion. I strive to be all that I can be in whatever I do, and I intend to do that working for this community as a member of the City Council.